The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then they came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry, came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "Who is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning. Prophets and obedience. Prophets are persons chosen by God from the people, and the main purpose for the prophet is to warn the people of impending danger so that the people have the chance to change their ways. Because at the time, bad things happen because God is fed up with his people. Not all the time, but that is connected. So when a prophet says, "Repent, in 10 days, for example, there will be an earthquake." If you listen, then, and they repented, like what happened to Nineveh, remember last week? They repented, the whole place, the whole, even the king repented, and God stopped himself from punishing them. So a prophet is wonderful for us to know so that we are warned. If by chance we need repentance, we can repent. What's wrong with that? Of course, for those people who do not want to repent because they would like to continue with their sinful ways, the bad news is what they will hear. But they will not repent. They just continue doing their sinful ways, and they will even hate the prophet and hate God for stopping them from doing what they want to do. So a prophet like Moses, God used him so that Moses revealed what? God's will, the Ten Commandments. In today's gospel, or in the first reading, he said, God said, "I will send a prophet like you, Moses, for the people to listen." And who is this ultimate prophet? Christ himself. No? Christ is the ultimate prophet. Why? Because he is God himself. He can know. He is in control. He is the power of all. So whatever he says, he has both authority and power to make it happen. And whatever he says should be followed. Why? Because he is God. But the question is, do we follow? Just like what happened to Moses. Here is the Ten Commandments. And what happened? Do you think people followed? No? See, that's the problem. In the gospel, we hear Jesus telling the evil spirit, "Come out of him." Do you think the evil spirit have a choice? No. The evil spirit, the devil, when God commands, They have no choice. They have to follow because God is absolutely more powerful than any evil spirit. But God is patient with us. God is very patient with us. When he said, for example, love your enemies, how many of us do that right away? See, that's the problem. The angels and the evil spirits, their process of thinking is not like ours. No? They don't change. They don't learn. They don't grow. The angels and the evil spirits are perfect. So when God tells them, come out of that guy, do you think they process it like we do? No. Do you think they don't get it? And hold on, Lord, let me think about it. No. Automatically, the evil spirit knows what Jesus means, and he has no power to reject it. But for us, that's the problem. In a way, that is why maybe God is more patient with us. We need time to think. We need time to process. We need time to grow. We need time to change. And let's face it, if God treated us like the angels, we'll all be dead. We'll all be in hell or in heaven right away. But we are not angels. Our process of thinking is different. We need to grow. So each of us grow individually in their own pace. So my love for God cannot be compared with your love for God and cannot compare with each other. But do we agree? Should we agree that we need to grow in our love for God? Yes? Huh? I hope so. I hope you realize this. Your love for God, your faith in Jesus Christ, your relationship with Jesus should be growing, should be changing. Do not presume that it should not change. It should change. So the question now is, can you say that your love for God now is more intense than ever? In the second reading, just like the last week, when we are told husbands with their wives live like as if you have no husband, or as if you have no wife. In today's reading, it says what? Single men are more inclined to do God's will than married men. Or same thing, married women, or single women, I mean, are more in tune with following God than married women. Is there truth in that? There is. That's why you look at us. Religious nuns, brothers, priests. Why do you think we are single? Why do you think celibacy is a wonderful thing? Because it makes our lives what? Less complicated. Yes or no? Let's be honest here. So don't you dare ask the Pope for us to be married. What are you, nuts? You know? Let us be. If some of us decide to get out of the priesthood because we want to get married, that's our problem. But do not change. Huh? Do not change the beauty of celibacy. Huh? It's difficult, but it's beautiful. Because God said so. Christ in the second reading today, by being celibate, by being chaste, we have more time and more concern in pleasing God. Of course, not all the time. Just like you, we are also tempted. No, but imagine You're lucky, you're blessed if both of you are seeking God. And that's the problem. Yes or no? There are many couples, sad to say, one is serious with his faith or her faith, but the other one is not. So what's happening? Sometimes I see individual Catholics here and the other Catholic or non-Catholic party is, I don't know, I hope somehow they are also serious in the relationship with God. But you're blessed if both of you are doing your best as a couple to really seek God above everything else. Just like the Holy Family. Just like Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Both of them are very unique because both of them seek God first. Both of them were celibates. You know? Even though they got married, they remain celibates. That is why when some of our Protestant brethren would say, oh no, they had children. No. Because both of them seek God first, you know. Their purpose of being together is to seek God, not to have this normal sexual relationship between man and woman. But they would like to destroy our idea of what the Holy Family is all about and make them like everybody else. No, the beauty of the Holy Family, both three of them, all of them, were seeking God above everything and everybody else. So my dear friends, Jesus was sent to us to reveal to us God's love, God's will. And he showed this by dying on the cross. He wanted us to have everything that we need for us to be able to be closer to God. He established the sacraments. He established the church. He taught us what to do, what we can have. Do you think everybody's following it? Huh? No. Why? Because there are so many people who think that they have the authority to teach. Me, I am a priest. My authority to teach you about our faith and to give you the sacraments, is it because I am baptized or is it because I am a priest? I am a priest. Without my priesthood, I have no authority to give you what you need, to tell you what you need to know. It is my priesthood that is connected with the bishop, who is connected with the pope, that my authority to serve and to lead you to God is there. So I better make sure I do my function well so that you will know God's will very clearly and you have the strength through the sacraments to make it happen. But I will not, for example, I leave the priesthood. I'm still a priest, but I leave the priesthood. Do I have the authority? No. If I leave the priesthood for whatever reason, even though I'm a priest, but if I am no longer connected to the bishop and the pope, I have no authority to do anything for you, except what? When you're dying and then there's an emergency, that's the only reason why. Do you know that? Even if a priest leaves the priesthood, he can no longer function as a priest. But because he's always a priest, when somebody is dying and nobody is there except that ex-priest, he can validly still, in an emergency, give you the absolution. See how beautiful the priesthood is? No? But that's why it's important you pray for the priest, huh? Because it's difficult to have this authority and the obligation and the privilege to lead you to God. It's challenging, but it's beautiful. Same thing with you as parents. You have the authority to make sure to lead your children to God. And what are you doing? What have you been doing in leading your children, your grandchildren to God? If by chance you have not been doing your best, you will be answerable. You share in the common priesthood as far as sharing your faith to the people around you, most of all your family. You cannot keep quiet and do nothing. You have to share your faith. Be courageous to reveal who Christ is in your life to your children, grandchildren, to your friends. Be proud of your Christian faith, your Catholic faith. I only have you an hour a week. But you have all the time to spread the gospel. Make sure you help us, because by sharing your faith to the people around you, you continue with this, what we call now, the new evangelization. It's not actually new. No? Nothing is new under the sun. It's just a way of challenging you to make sure that you make a difference in making Christ alive, not only in your hearts, but to all the people that you meet. So once again, Christ revealed himself to us, and that we, the priests, have the authority to make sure that Christ is learned, experienced, encountered in the church through the sacraments. And you should continue sharing Christ to all the people that you meet. We are all called to be his prophets. We are all called to reveal Christ. May you and I truly glorify Christ, not only one moment in time, but every day of our lives.